This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran. Gotta tell ya,
I'm loving When Calls the Heart.
Hey, it's Panda. I'm liking When Calls the Heart.
Dan, gotta tell ya, I am 100% despising When Calls the Heart. And this
is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
We're back, baby!
Oh,
man,
boy.
It feels good.
No, you know, I said it's because it's Thursday. It's Thursday,
and
right? We've been back all week.
And
that
was weird because we've been back all week. Yes. This is our third episode in the studio this week.
Yes.
Why did you scream "We're back, baby"?
Because it just occurred to me. You know, we've done it.
Talked about it on Tuesday's episode.
We did, but I don't know. There's just something.
And also Monday's episode.
We don't have an episode on Monday. You think
that's what
Christmas
I said.
Time, buddy.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. That's on me.
We talked
that's
about
me.
It on Tuesday's episode. We did a whole bit. You remember the bit.
I remember the bit.
Tracy was happy to be in studio. It was a really funny bit.
Very funny.
But now you said we're back, which is very weird.
Yes. And there's a reason for that.
Okay.
Which we'll get to next week.
Next week. Interesting. Yeah.
Hey, guys. Welcome to When Calls the Deck the Hallmarks. Guys, how are we feeling?
I love it.
We bought season one on Amazon. That's what we did. But many people told us how they sped through the Netflix.
Yeah, they got through. It was a personal challenge for them.
Yeah.
You hear it's leaving Netflix, you're like, I'm getting my money's worth, and that is, I'm going to watch every single one of these.
Yeah.
We purchased it. And that stung a good deal. And I have a feeling every $9.99 purchase is going to stink as much as the previous.
The good news is if you only tap.
You got it.
Let me try that again.
From the top.
If you tally it up, it's only about $80.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get, I assume we're going to record the new season on the DVR.
So it's only $70. Damn, this is sweet.
Yeah,
think of the other things. You couldn't do anything with $70.
Once again, it's still better than Hallmark Movies Now, that useless service.
Yeah,
it doesn't have it. How does Hallmark Movies Now for $6 a month not have When Calls the Heart?
What are we doing, guys?
I mean, geez.
This is the analogy.
Yeah.
It's like Netflix saying, hey, we don't have the first two seasons of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
We got this one.
Sorry.
That's
it. Can do about it.
So just
we made
figure
it.
Out another way
nothing we
to
can do.
Do it. Hey, I'm going to tell everybody about Bramble Jam Plus. Dan, I need you to do me a favor.
I would love to.
The iPad is over there right next to the computer. Could you grab that for me? And
I
I'll
sure
tell
could,
people about Bramble Jam
you
Plus.
You want to go to camera too?
I can't.
You can't.
Because that's the iPad's over there. That's why we need it.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, Bramble Jam Plus is great. It allows us to... It allows us to do a lot of amazing things, like provide you with video content that you can watch on Friendly TV, helps us look better, helps us feel better, helps us stay in the know. Well, not us, but everybody else. And
this is so smooth right
everybody
now.
Else on Bramble Jam Plus, the people on Bramble Jam Plus, you know what they got to do? Vote.
Vote for the Deckies.
Vote for the Deckies. Come up with the categories for the Deckies.
The Deckies are tonight.
The Deckies are tonight.
Dude,
oh my goodness.
We're going to be here. Dressed up all fancy for the Deckies.
That's right.
It'd be a fun night.
That's live on Facebook, YouTube, wherever you can consume it. Live.
Yeah.
Will there be snacks?
I get the feeling we're going to have a full spread.
Full spread?
Full spread.
Full spread.
Yeah.
We're going to be eating during
some,
the Deckies?
Maybe even some bubbly?
Ooh.
Yeah, we need bubbly.
I mean,
we need bubbly. Bubbly and a cheese board, I think.
Yeah.
Charcuterie. Oh my God.
Right?
I love it.
Charcuterie.
Yeah.
Charcuterie.
9:30 p.m. Eastern. We're
That's exactly
do
right. Which is usually, almost asleep by then.
We had to do it for the Pacific.
We got to figure it out, you know?
Right.
Hey, we're talking about episode 4 of season 1 of When Calls the Heart, which is called Secret and Lies.
Secrets and Lies.
Secrets.
Yeah.
And Lies.
Not one secret and a bunch of lies.
It's one secret, multiple lies.
That's right.
February 1st, 2014 is when it aired, and it went a little something like this. Jack gets straight into interrogating Miss Montgomery. Remember that storyline from last week? With the whale oil? And she's like, listen, I didn't start the fire at the church. I just have whale oil. It's no big deal. And he's like, well, why was the whale oil there? And he's and she's like, are you accusing me? And he's like, maybe am, maybe not. Let me do my job. So he then interrogates her children, and they're like, oh, no, she definitely didn't do it. Do we know where she was that night? No. But it's no big deal. She didn't do it. Elizabeth is like, I know she didn't do it. She would not do that. And Jack is like, well, I mean, she was gone all night and she has whale oil. She's literally a walking smoking gun. What do you want me to do? So he arrests her, puts her in holding, and Elizabeth agrees to watch the children while she is in the clink. Elizabeth tries to cook, and Gabe, the oldest son, is like, this looks icky. I'm out of here. There's this kid named Pockets, and Pockets gives Elizabeth, his teacher, this necklace. And she's like, well, okay, weirdo, where'd you get this? And he's like, I found it in the lake, finders keepers. And he's like, well, you, listen, I was actually looking for it. The owner, Mr. Spurlock, said, hey, if you find this, I'll give you a pocket knife. But I already had a pocket knife, and plus you can't kiss pocket knives, so I'm going to try to give it to you and see if maybe we can do a little... And she says no, but then she kisses him on the forehead, and I feel like that's a mixed message. So the little girl sees the necklace in Elizabeth's pocket, and she's like, that's my mom's necklace. This guy who was trying to marry her gave it to her. And Elizabeth's like, where was this information when we interrogated you children? So she goes to talk to Miss Montgomery, and she's like, listen, my dead husband owed these card sharks some money. They were trying to get it from me. Mr. Spurlock helped me out. He said, hey, I'll help pay your debt if you do a little mm-hmm under the table. And she's like, I would never. And he's like, well, look at this necklace. Was that change your mind? She's like, no, she throws it in the lake. And that's how that all happened. And so she then works hard, makes some candles, does some stuff, pays off the debt. And that's where she was that night. She spent the whole overnight, you know, paying off debts. Debt only gets paid in the middle of the night. I've always said that. That's when the best deals happen. So what's the deal with Mr. Spurlock, you might be asking? Well, yeah. Elizabeth is asking the same question. She goes out to try to find this fella, and he comes popping out of the shed and is like, what are you doing here? Pulls a gun out on her, and Jack comes from behind on a horse, nails him with his rifle, and she's like, you're the best. Hugs him, big hugs. It was amazing. Turns out that Mr. Spurlock was trying to frame her for turning down his advances, and that's why he put the whale oil thing and burned it and put it. That's for best our understanding,
yeah,
yes?
Yeah.
All right, that's the best we can understand of it. The episode ends with Jack and Elizabeth having a picnic on a boat. She's afraid of a spider. He's like, you don't got to be afraid of anything when I'm around. They have eyes, and that, my friends, was When Calls the Heart. Secret and Lies.
You did a single again.
I'm convinced it's secret.
You convinced secret.
It's secret. One secret. It's just one secret.
It's the
multiple.
Secret.
It's probably no,
there's,
secret.
There's multiple secrets.
Yeah.
Name all the secrets.
I don't have to name.
What's your favorite secret?
My favorite secret of all time.
The deodorant.
Yeah,
it's a good deodorant.
Mm-hmm, it's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Not as good as Native.
Yeah.
We are going to take a quick break. Right?
Yeah.
We'll be back. We'll break this episode down even more. Talk about it here on Deck the Hallmark. We're back, everybody.
Checked IMDb and Bran. It would surprise you to know that you are wrong. It is Secrets and Lies.
I've been asking this though forever. Who's editing IMDb?
So you think?
I want to know. Who's editing? I think it's an IMDb. I think you went in there and
IMDb.
I think you went
you
in
think
there.
I have editing capability for IMDb. It's not Wikipedia. Someone.
How come
doing
it says editor power IMDb on your laptop, Dan? Dude, I'm looking at it
for the you, it editor just says power. It right editor across power. The middle of it. Yeah.
You it's like a watermark on his laptop.
Me on LinkedIn. That's where you saw
yeah,
it. I should take that off of LinkedIn.
He says chief editor of One Calls the Heart.
Do you have a LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Are you on it? So.
No, not
I refuse.
All.
I refuse. I'd rather lose money.
I'm on LinkedIn.
That's how I network, Dan.
Yep.
I've got big networks.
Yeah, big networks.
I'm on LinkedIn, and it's actually come in helpful multiple times.
Yeah, no, that actually is true.
I don't know. It's, like, it's good for the contacts, guys. Let's get to the nitty-gritty here. Mm-hmm. The nitty-gritty is this. We have four segments on this show where we break this episode down, share our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions, and no one... People, Panda, there's a rumor going on about you that no one gets it better. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. No one.
Well, get us and get us.
Yeah, I'll get you, buddy. Listen, this episode is baller because...
Shot caller?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a good mystery here. There is pockets.
I mean, come
on. I love pockets. Don't get me started on pockets. It's too early, but I love pockets. There's action. There's a gun. It has everything my heart wants in 40 some minutes of television that still feels safe and like I don't have to spend a ton of emotional energy in it.
Yeah.
I'll say this also. Here's what I like about When Calls the Heart. It does dive a little bit darker than your traditional Hallmark fare. I mean, the very fact that Spurlock is making advances to Kat.
Asking and, for that and hanky and that panky.
Yeah, I mean, that's fairly risque for a Hallmark
I'd say.
Show. And he's clearly the worst at the same time, like blackmail. I mean, he's awful. And so, man, I like that.
You
I
know,
that.
Like blackmail.
Yeah, blackmail's bad.
He's clearly the worst. You know, blackmail.
I don't, do you want you me, know what, the, do you I know need the, to you elaborate know, you know for you, cunt. Dan? The type just, of blackmail
you
that's
You didn't need
bad.
To say any of it. You needed to elaborate less. Hey, so out of the four episodes, you were really high on the first, less on the second. The third, you were teetering like it was. It was.
I'm back on.
You're back on board.
Big ons.
Big ons for pans. I love it.
This is the best episode of the season by a long shot. Mm. It was great. The mystery element was wonderful. Pockets, dope. Yep. And we really, really are getting into the feels with Elizabeth and Jack.
Yeah.
I get it. I get the infatuation with this couple. I'm glad he wasn't paying attention.
Infatuation? I heard it.
In your peripheral ears.
Sometimes you just got to give you a break. If not, I'll just spend the whole show telling you you're a dummy, dumb, dumb, dumb.
Go back to editing IMDb, you monster.
IMDb.
So I get this couple has it. Mm-hmm. Those palpable. Sparks are there and I feel it. And I think she does a really good job of that. I feel like in all of the roles we've seen her in, I buy the love. So that's really kudos to her. And I'm excited to see where this goes. This was I was excited. It didn't take long to get into this episode because it's the carryover from last episode. And so I thought that worked really well as an experiment for them. Like, can we keep a storyline going from one episode to the other? Works for Brand. I loved it. Best episode of the year.
You know, after three, I was getting pretty depressed. Pretty like, man, this is just, we're just at the bottom of the abyss. And after this episode, I can tell you the abyss has no bottom.
Oh my gosh.
We are just so, look,
you're such
from
a monster.
From time to time, Hallmark and these shows, they decide to sprinkle in, a little bit of bad child acting. And in this one, they got the whole bag and they just went, have all of it. We got kids reading. We got small kids reading. We got big kids reading. We got middle kids reading. They're staring hard, too.
You don't like Pockets?
Pockets is terrible.
Whoa.
Look, no, here's what happened. I can tell you, I can set you guys straight if you'd like. They named him Pockets, and that is endearing. It's endearing when somebody's called Pockets. That didn't mean he did a good job in the role of Pockets, because he didn't.
You weren't there when he professed his love for Elizabeth.
I was there. I saw it.
I thought it was great.
No, thank you. Actually, I would say this, though. Of the kids in the... Pockets is bad. I want to be clear. He's not the worst, though. All of the siblings are real bad. The daughter. Oh, my gosh.
Kat's daughter.
Pockets?
Yeah, Pockets.
You crossed the line with Pockets.
The idea of Pockets is great.
He did great. He did better than you'll ever do at anything in your life.
Thanks for defending Pockets.
Pull a gun out on
to
me.
To the death.
If it's between me and death, Pockets wins every time.
So I basically I say I'm going to kill you unless you say Pockets, the guy that played Pockets did a bad job, and you would die for that.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm not taking a bullet for Pockets. No.
I would die every time for Pockets. What you don't know is I've made a deal with Pockets.
I'd take a bullet.
I've made a deal with Pockets.
Yeah. Pockets is real. He's a character.
No, I've made a deal with Pockets. Okay.
Trust me. Shows you what I know.
Trust me. All right. Well, let's get to all the feels. Yeah. It's part of the show we talk about what in this episode gave us feels. Panda?
I got strong Mountie feels when he came on.
Strong Mountie
strong.
Feels.
He is so strong with that. When he came on up with the rifle, just wham.
Come out. Strong Mountie is in the Mountie is strong. Yeah. Or your feel Mountie feels were really strong.
No, no. If I was trying to say that, I would have said my strong Mountie feels.
What? Wait a minute. No. No. You said I got strong Mountie feels. I thought you meant your Mountie feels were off the charts.
No,
this
I got strong Mountie feels. Like he's a strong Mountie.
You got feels because he wasn't just a Mountie, but
he's a strong Mountie,
exhibiting feats of strength during the episode.
Great strength.
What specific feat of strength did he exhibit?
He rode up on a horse with the butt of a rifle and knocked the guy cold.
So anyone with that, and I'm not a scientist, but anyone with that amount of momentum, you even, Bran, Pockets, if he holds the butt of that
especially
rifle,
Pockets,
and the horse is the one that's strong there, mm-hmm, not the Mountie. So do you want to just go back and say your Mountie feels were strong?
No.
Okay.
I stand by what I said, and here's why. Because he's also riding that horse strongly.
Yeah, a horse and his Mountie are one and the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
Okay. If a horse and his Mountie are one and the same, then I just rescind all of my comments.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you.
This is so easy.
Yeah. It's
so, you have such a shallow view of life.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get it.
My view is so shallow that I thought Pockets was a bad actor.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I would die for that. Yeah. Again, I have a deal.
Strong Mounties.
Strong Mounties, absolutely. Yeah. Guys, good Lord, the feels that I got when they were on that boat. Boy, that's some fire. That's some heat. You felt that heat, right? It was.
One more?
And, you know, he does this thing, too. He does this thing where he's like, you know, I saved your life. And she's like, it's no big deal. He's like, I would have saved anybody. But then he says, you know, but it wouldn't be the same if anybody else jumped in my arms. And she's just like, what? Like, it's that first moment. That first moment of, oh, boy, we're onto something here. We are onto something here. I can't wait to see where it goes.
Yes.
Until it doesn't go anymore. But I don't know.
Can
I don't know.
Feels
I don't know.
Be Jack dying every episode?
No, hey, Dan.
Why do you... you say the darkest things
you have
about
a darkness. You have a darkness about you.
You think that anyone is watching along with, like, watching one episode a week like we are and doesn't, like, they have, everyone that's listening knows, right? Like, I just can't wait for this to be over. I cannot tell you. I prefer the movies tenfold to this particular television program. No feels. It's a no feels situation. Didn't even get any fun ones like the alcoholics keeping his booze or like the saloons open during the day or whatever. It just was bad all the way around.
I think this episode had some fun moments, like ridiculously fun.
Like what?
Like Gabe. Gabe popping Gabe out of nowhere.
Gabe is fun, but he's not supposed to be. He's supposed to be serious. That's not fun. Like in the show, it was hilarious. Like, that's not supposed to be funny, though.
Well, the alcohol keeping his booze,
I guess you're right. But Gabe, I don't know. I just found that to be completely off-putting. Like, we did laugh at the time. I don't know. It just, Gabe's always angry
he's
and always fun.
There. He's yeah, always he's just there. He's just that's nowhere. The thing about Gabe. Gabe's always there.
Yeah, Gabe's always there. And always angry.
He's always angry. Mm-hmm. Listen, he's gone through a lot.
The thing about these kid actors they hire in Hallmark is they get paid by emotion. So they only paid him for angry. It's not Gabe's fault. It's not that he doesn't have any range. Well, it's that they paid him for just angry.
If they pay per emotion, then my boy Pockets is rich.
No,
wealthy.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Wait What's. We're going to talk about the Hopes and the Valleys.
Hopes and Valleys.
We have another What's Calling My Heart. All of that's coming up on the latter half of the episode.
Here's a tease. I have a hope and a valley.
Ooh.
Wow. That's a good tease. We're going to come right back here on Deck the Hallmark.
We're back.
No, that was good.
That was good. Solid break.
For sure.
I don't even want to do the Wait What's anymore because I just feel like you've been so dark. It's just been darkness. It's been darkness.
The show is about fire and gambling and death. Like,
no,
it was a dark
it's
show.
About love. There are two people falling in love.
That was barely any of this episode.
It was the best part. It was hot and heavy. Let's get to the Wait What's. Let's talk about what in this episode of When Calls the Heart, Secret and Lies.
Secrets and Lies. We confirmed it on Amazon. Thanks, Sheila.
Amazon's in cahoots with IMDb. They're owned by the same company. That's an important note. Amazon bought IMDb. This is all cahoots. Panda, Wait What?
Okay, so here's my only concern about Jack up to this point is that I'm not entirely sure he's great at his job as an investigator.
What do you mean?
I
thought he did it pretty by the book for 1910.
Was it standard then for you to unveil that information that early that you were like, hey, you're a prime suspect now because I found all this stuff, like to the mom, because it leaks out because the kid ends up hearing, Elizabeth ends up knowing, like it gets leaked out really early. The very fact that he's in his garden, he's like, hey, I found this whale oil and it's looking like you're the person who burned it down. Like, that seems still very early. Like, it seems to me like he should have held on to that before it starts spreading around. Like, he hasn't even, like, brought her in for questioning before he tips his hand. That seems very early in an investigation.
It seemed like, and he says this in the episode, he just didn't think it was her and he's eliminating her as a suspect. Like, he says that to Elizabeth, like, and he only told the family. Like, I thought he waited as long as he could to arrest her. Like, as long as he possibly could. Should he share evidence with the family? No. But in a town like that in 1910,
you don't have an issue with that?
I have an issue
Okay. I'm just concerned. That was my only concern.
I did laugh when
So your concern is that he didn't take enough time to mull over the things he just found.
I did laugh when he got the old whale oil can over the new one and he was matching it. Like, he was like, yeah.
Well, that's exactly the kind of thing. Like, spend a little bit more time in the laboratory before you go and you unveil it.
It's like when, it's like when the cops do a press conference and they say they don't have a suspect, but they definitely do.
Yeah.
But you don't want to say that information because you're still doing
that. That was my only concern. That's it. That right there. The other thing is Gabe seems like he wants his mom to go to prison.
there's no other way to say that sentence.
I know. Like,
there's no other way to say it. I don't want my mom to go to prison. By the way, she was out all night.
Yeah. Like, did she go to the service?
No.
Did she tell me where she was?
No.
Did she have the whale oil?
Yes.
But don't you dare. Don't you dare take her to prison.
Come on, my man.
Did she smell like smoke?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then if those nails weren't all the way in that coffin, the daughter comes in and is like, no, she definitely wasn't back until morning.
She was not back until
that rooster crowed. She had more than enough time to burn a house. Get rid of the evidence. Did I do good?
You know what, though? They told the truth, and that's what matters.
You know, when she likely had time to shower up because she got in bed with me, I didn't smell a thing.
That's right.
She had plenty of time to do it all. I love my mom.
I'd say it's dark for about 12 hours. How much do you think you could do in 12 hours?
How many churches could you burn down?
That's right.
Church is made of all wood. Yeah, just goes right up.
It's like it's asking for it.
Yeah. Final thing
is... walking Christmas tree.
It's a walking Christmas tree. Elizabeth says, I followed your mother's recipe exactly when she burns the food. It has nothing to do with you or following the recipe or not following the recipe, Elizabeth. You're just burning the food.
Listen, the stoves back then were finicky. You have to get used to your stove.
She's clearly not used to the stove. I don't deny that, but... that's not a recipe problem.
Is that it has zero to do with if she put the right ingredients in or not. Yeah. It's that she has there in today's world, it takes some artistry to cook food.
Yes.
But a lot of it has been regulated to where the temperature is going to stay the same. Back then, it took a lot of artistry to cook food. It didn't matter if she had all the ingredients. It didn't matter if she put them all in and measured them perfectly. She's just not a good cook. At all.
She definitely overcorrected, though, because one day she's burning it. The next day, it's not even on. If I don't turn it on, it won't burn.
Okay. She makes a good roast beef sandwich,
though. She does, though. It's very good.
We didn't get confirmation of that.
He ate it.
It's tiny, but...
Well, that brings me to my Wait What's. I have a few of them. One is Miss Montgomery's husband was a gambler. You know?
Made up with a gambler.
And she says Something along these lines. Oftentimes, he won. But usually, he lost.
No. What's the exact line? Oftentimes, he would win. More often, he would lose.
More often.
If you say often, often is more than half the time. It's not like once. Oftentimes, he would win, but more often, he would lose is a terrible line of dialogue. That means he's kind of breaking even or close to it.
Yeah. I win every time except for the times I lose.
That's right. Either
and
I win.
I tend to lose.
Or I lose.
One of the two. I got to know my boy Pockets. One, the nickname I would like to know. It seems he's a finder.
Yeah, he says
so he finds stuff.
I keep a bunch of stuff in my pockets.
What do you think it means when he says he finds it? Because
Do you think
Pockets is a pit pocket? Pit pocket or pocket?
Mm.
Yeah. 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 I think so. Last but not least, I gotta know on the boats, they're having this picnic and they're eating the roast beef. And Daniel Lissing, I'm not here to tell you how to eat sandwiches that are cut into four squares. But Daniel Lissing made the decision to double hand that small square of a roast beef sandwich.
It looks like it's not a sandwich.
And Dan, you'll come on at some point, but I'm asking you now, hoping that you're listening.
How did it happen? I think that there was nothing in the sandwich.
And so
he was trying to hold it
to
where it made it look
discard
like
discard that there's, or
there was,
or, yeah.
To discard, discard, you mean disguise?
Disguise.
Yeah, discard. Just get rid of it.
You are such an IMDb.
IMDb. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah,
to
that's me. The only thing that makes sense.
Because it is cut in quarters. It is. That's only a fourth of a sandwich. It's still tiny.
Yeah.
It's still a tiny sandwich.
Still tiny for his giant hands.
And he just has two hands on it. Like, you're not seeing what's in his bed.
He's like a little squirrel. Ooh, that's right. Like a little squirrel with a little sandwich. Mm-hmm. Dan?
Yeah. Why was she out all night? Like, why? I don't understand this.
It's lots of debt, right?
But it doesn't matter. I'm talking about lots of debt. She's been working the whole time to pay off the debt. Her whole reasoning was, I didn't go to the funeral because I had to pay off this debt. And this is somewhere where her husband went gambling on a regular basis. So it's not so far out of town that you can't make the trip pretty easily. Spurlock also there. This is in or near town. What did she do for 12 hours? She didn't get home until the rooster crowed. For 12 hours, she went and handed somebody some money?
She played, too.
She tried to gamble it back.
She said, hey, I've got this money, and he said, you know, you can make it double. Yeah.
Of all the things they decide to clear up in this episode, from the fact that it was an accident, to Spurlock trying to frame her, to all this stuff, to let her have zero alibi for 12 hours is patently absurd. Like, you can't not... She had to be doing other things. She was just sitting around with the guy that her husband owed money to for 12 hours?
Maybe she had her own personal funeral for her husband. She could finally let go.
That sounds great. Why didn't they put that in the script?
I don't know. I'm just throwing out ideas.
It might come up.
Yeah,
I don't understand. Pockets has a Honus Wagner card. No, it is. Honus Wagner's the most famous baseball card of all time. And even in 1910, it was famous for a different reason. Honus Wagner didn't want to be on the back of cigarette boxes. He would not just be kind of flailing around. And just so happens the one baseball card that this kid has is a Honus Wagner card. Like, come on. Wind calls the heart. It's just too on the nose.
You think they were kind of winking at us?
Yeah, it's a bad wink.
How's it?
It's a giant wink, I guess. But I guess it's just for the husbands out there that know baseball, I guess. I don't know. I thought it was ridiculous. But Gabe, along from being bad at his job and having incriminating evidence against his mother, also has the worst timing in the world. If there are two people that you don't want to hear that your mom is a suspect, it's Gowan and Spurlock. And my man comes busting through the door with zero intent at all, and just kind of blurts out, I can't believe your mom is a suspect. buddy, just read the room just a little bit and maybe save yourself and your mom a little bit of headache here by giving away that information. Should Lissing have told him? Probably not. But him repeating it in front of those two people, ill-advised, Gabe.
Ill-advised.
That's all I got.
Wow, that's not a lot.
You guys took a lot of mine. I got to be honest. The incriminating evidence from the kids, huge for me. There's another one that was really big. He would win often. He also would lose often. Also very big for me. You guys took a bunch of mine.
Hey, we did good.
Yeah. Man, there it is. That's back to the five I know and love.
It's time for the hopes and the valleys. It's where we each share something we're, you know, excited about for the future or maybe not as excited about. It could be either one. It could be a both and. Rumor has it Dan has a both and.
Rumor has it.
So we're going to get to that. But Panda, hopes and valleys, pal.
First, I need to talk about valley. And it doesn't pertain to the future as much as a valley in my own soul. Oh my gosh. I need to apologize. Last week said that the Pinkerton guy couldn't find anything, but my man came out with a knife and just flipped over the can one time, and he found instantly the whale oil and all that stuff. They cleared that up this week. That's on me.
This is going to happen, I think.
This is going to happen. And
part of the process.
But when I do, I humble myself before friends, family, and the Lord, and I say,
Saying you don't stand by it.
I can't. Yeah. I can't in good conscience stand
by
this.
It's a weird time to finally take that stand after 3 years of doing this.
No, I can't stand by that.
Okay.
The Lord says you're not forgiven yet.
Mm. Okay, fair enough.
So I'll keep you posted. From his lips to my ears to your ears.
That's right. Okay, just like, keep me in the know. What am I excited about in the future? More Daniel Lissing, Elizabeth, having these sparks but not kissing. I don't want to kiss for a while. I just want the flame. I want more smolder.
That was such a weird thing.
It just was made me uncomfortable.
It sounds like a weird fetish you have.
It does.
But don't you love the little play, the sparks, the interchange?
I don't want any kissing. I just want to watch the sparks.
I don't even want any touching. I don't want any touching.
I like your touching.
I want sparks from afar.
I want to watch the light sparks from afar.
All right, Jerry Jr. Really?
How are we airing this?
I have a hope and I have a valley. My hope is I want to see Daniel Lissing more in his not Mountie gear.
Doesn't exist.
He was in the boat. He was wearing his corduroys. Right. And he seemed a little bit different there. We're starting to see a little bit more of that character. I want to see some more of that. My valley is, I am concerned that spider was ginormous.
Big boy.
And I'm very concerned about the spider problems that Coal Valley has. Yeah. That is a ginormous spider that was just hanging out. Where did it come from? I don't know. But boy, that spider
on
was
the
large.
Water there. Yeah. My hope is that these kids get their mom back and they get a long life with their mom. And that is my hope, is that there's no more issues with the kids. I'm excited that they got their mom back. My valley is these children get to spend the rest of their lives not knowing where their mom was all evening and not knowing that what her alibi was, and thinking somewhere in the back of their head, did she burn down the church?
Someone on the chat says that she was making candles, but I think that's wrong.
She said she was making candles all along from home with the whale oil in the back, in that little thing.
In the candle shack
back there.
Yeah.
She was not out making candles. Not how that works. Incorrect.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, they don't have an alibi for her.
IMDb's
it just doesn't make any sense.
I hear you.
Good gosh. You know, so that's my hope and my value.
I love it. Good for you, buddy.
Thanks,
good
man.
For you. Hey, we did it, everybody. We're going to leave you with a What's Calling My Heart. You can email us at hello@deckthehallmark.com with that subject line, What's Calling My Heart. Let us know what is calling your heart. What's bringing you joy right now? What's calling that heart of yours? Who do we have today, Dan?
We have Rachel Kavanaugh, or Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh, unana. Email from Kavanaugh, unana. She wrote about what's calling her heart. Ooh, nah, nah. Okay. Hi, Brand Panda and Dan.
My name is
Rachel, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies. Mm. I'm writing from Ottawa, the national capital of Canada, to tell you what has been calling my heart.
Please do.
My sister Megan is in law school and is working hard applying for articling positions at firms. She is the one who introduced me to your podcast when you guys first started, and we've been listening ever since. She's going through a stressful time right now, and I know it would make her day if you guys were to shout her out. Shout her out for calling my heart. Megan, you're calling your sister's heart. God bless you. Keep working hard. And maybe if Panda could share why she's calling his heart, that would be wonderful. I don't know.
So
why is Megan calling your heart?
Big law.
Yeah.
She knows it.
Yeah.
Name a law, she can get it.
Mm. Wow. That is interesting.
And that calls my heart and because I wish I knew.
The law calls your heart.
The law it's always law will.
She shared with you one of her favorite laws. What is it?
Yeah. Small puppies got to pet them.
That's a law.
Yeah. It's in one of the provinces of Canada.
What about big puppies?
No, skip.
No go.
Big skip.
Small puppy. What qualifies as a small puppy? Is there any sort of, you know?
It's 8 inches.
8 inches.
Circular.
Man,
why are we even doing this? She says, thank you so much. We love you guys and all that you stand for. Okay, thank you, Rachel.
And I proudly stand up.
You're Canadian.
Canada.
Still today, healthcare for all this land.
Seems like a magical place.
P.S. Forgive me, Pa. Nicely done, Rachel.
Yeah. You did it.
Email us. Let us know what's calling your heart. We might read it on the air if it's good or if we just receive it.
Hello at deckthehallmark.com. That's the way
to
go.
That's right. We're gonna get to another one next week with episode 5 of When Calls the Heart. We'll see if I get the title right of it.
Funny enough, it's called Secret and Lies. It's a third one where there's one secret.
Ooh,
crazy, right?
Now you're talking. Yeah. We'll be back next week. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.